Good morning, darling Rage Nation, and happy Friday. Whoever invented that needs a hug, because I love it, and I use it often, and I don't even care if it's lame. happy Friday. I'm super pumped today because it's like fall weather outside. I can wear my hoodie and my jeans and my sneakers, and I don't have to work today. I have 4 days off. Because I've been working for the last 9 days straight. So I still have stuff to do, you know, because I'm an adult and things. But so on my way to grab my paycheck and to get ready to set up my gallery show later this afternoon. Because that is happening for the month of September. It's not a large show. It's fairly small. And I haven't really even been physically in the space yet, but I've looked through the window. And it's very small. So hopefully that will mean that setup won't be such a big deal. There's always things that happen and, you know, creative problem solving that needs to happen. But, you know, that aside, it's a really great opportunity for me. I love doing shows. I'd eventually love to start curating group shows with other amazing people. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'm starting to go on a bunny trail because it's a nice day and I start getting all, like, dreamy when it's nice outside. I like to think about things that I want to do in the future and stuff. Adventures that I'd like to have and places that I'd like to go and road trips that I'd like to take with people and all the good things. So anyway, today I want to talk to you about creativity. Big surprise. But specifically... I want to talk to you about creativity in your brain and if you are using that creative problem-solving space in your brain appropriately. Are you using it to create something new from what you have, or are you using it to ruminate on all the things that are going on? Because it takes the same space in your brain, fun fact. So we're going to be talking about that. And let's go. So, creation versus rumination. It rhymes. Not really. Kind of. Word endings. Anyway, so you use the same part of your brain either to create things from what you have, or to ruminate on things and circumstances that are already going on around you. And this is very interesting to find out, to learn about myself, because it kind of unlocked for me a new level of self-awareness that I realized in a very practical, like, day-to-day sense, how I was able to be happy in my life. There's an article that I found, maybe I'll link to it later on, but it was talking about how life happiness doesn't come from asking the question, oh, what can I enjoy? Or, oh, how can I enjoy this thing? It's not actually about focusing on enjoyment, surprisingly enough. It's actually about creating. And it's about asking the question, what can I create from what I have right here? What can I create from what's already around me? And that act of creating, that's what we were really built for. Because it is human nature. This is the crazy thing. So that whole, like, rumination and worry thing, we worry because as human beings, we're wired to be creative problem solvers. So when we, like, ruminate on things and want to find, like, a way to turn it over in our brain and, like, logically solve problems, we do that as a survival instinct, right? And, you know, ruminating on things and worrying about things has helped us survive as a species and has also helped us, like, solve all kinds of problems, you know? Like, we've got agriculture and in industry and business and like on and on and on, technology, all of these crazy things that we've been able to do because of our creative problem solving and our ruminating on issues. But the thing is, because we have, for the most part, all of the things that we need to survive, like we're not in a place anymore where we're like cavemen and like moment by moment our creative problem solving, you know, our survival depends on it. Because we're in a place where we have a little bit more mental space, we can think about how to create a better life for ourselves. And that's what we were truly meant to do. And so our happiness in life doesn't come from ruminating about our problems. That actually can create a very toxic cycle in our brains where we're only and always constantly just like ruminating and thinking about like, oh, this person and oh, this situation and and I'm sure you've been in that place before where you've heard yourself kind of like word vomiting to other people and like complaining about all the things and doing it in a very passive aggressive way where you're like, you know, if I was this person or if I was in charge, I would do this and this and this, but that's just me, blah, 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 blah. Like that's ruminating and that's allowing yourself to get into that toxic cycle of rumination versus creation. Does that make sense? And you can feel it on a person when they're always ruminating, because they do. They get all passive aggressive and weird and bitter about things, and stuff like that comes out. And it's hard to be around them, right? That's because they're not creating. They're not getting excited about asking that question, what can I create from what's around me? And that's that creation, that creativity, that creative problem solving, if you will, is what gives us life and is what gives us the side effect of happiness. So if you are listening to this and you're finding yourself in that space of ruminating and complaining and that you're trapped in a cycle, you know, you're not broken, okay? You're not. You just don't quite have the self-awareness yet to understand how your brain works. And that's totally okay. You know, this is why we're talking about these things, so that we can create more self-awareness and so that we can get into a place where we are empowered to create versus ruminate, right? Because if you're listening to this, this is another good clue that you're stuck in a ruminating cycle. If you're listening to this and you're starting to beat yourself up for the amount that you complain, it's a pretty good indication that you ruminate a lot more than you create. And if you're having that self-realization, stop ruminating about it and celebrate for a minute the fact that you just had a realization. That's awesome. We can work with that. And from there, you can start learning how to be intentional about using that headspace not to ruminate and worry and complain about everything that's going on around you, but to start asking the question, what can I create? And the more that you ask that question, the more empowering it becomes, honestly. And it's so much fun. It brings so much life to life. Like, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, honestly. Think about any situation you're in, even quote unquote boring situations like work, right? So for example, I'm a merchandising coordinator and my job basically is to creatively problem solve all day, every day. And if I were to be in a ruminating cycle about it, like some of my coworkers unfortunately will stumble into, then I would look at all of the problems and all the lack of space and all the lack of whatever and see it as an overwhelming task every single day. I would say, oh my gosh, I just changed this display. This sucks. This is already changed. I have to do it again. What's wrong with these people? We don't have any space for this stuff. Why are they sending this? Blah, 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 blah. Ruminate, ruminate, ruminate. But when I'm able to be intentional about realizing that I use the same headspace, the same mental energy to ruminate as I could to create, I stop myself. Usually I am intentional about thinking about this before I even go into work so that I don't fall into that cycle even when others are. That's a whole other conversation of not allowing people to drag you down with them and pulling them up instead. But instead, I will go into work and it could totally be an impossible situation and really overwhelming. And I'm not naive to the fact that there are problems that are really hard to solve and things that are frustrating. I'm not saying like don't feel frustrated, but what I am saying is from that frustration, don't let yourself go down into a spiral of rumination. Go instead to, how can I creatively solve this problem? What can I create from what I have? And what that ends up looking like then for me on the flip side is seeing endless opportunities and endless possibility. And not being so caught up in whether something fails or not, because that just means it's another possibility to try something new and to create something new. And that's how we were meant to live our lives, creating, not ruminating. And I want to encourage you guys today that you can totally do that right now with every situation that you're in. It's okay to be frustrated, but start asking yourself that question, what can I create? And it just opens up all of the playful parts of our brain and the creative parts of our brain that make life worth living. Try it. Call in. Tell me your thoughts. I would love to hear them. I would love to hear what this does for you when you start asking this question. And we will continue the conversation. For now, rage on, darlings.
Hey, it's Matt. I wanted to call in and talk a little bit about this connection between creativity and happiness and how that connection is different than the connection between rumination and happiness. I love this idea, so it got me ruminating about this idea, right? And I have labored under the illusion, or I used to labor under the illusion, that the thing that made me happiest was learning, right? Was just absorbing, was being a sponge, was going out into the world and collecting things, right? Collecting little bits of knowledge and people and ideas. And that did bring a sort of happiness, but it wasn't until I started doing something with that knowledge, right? Till I started putting pieces together and solving, starting to solve problems, that it really clicked for me that that is the thing that made me happy. That's why all of this stuff is so fascinating to me. So I think about it sort of like Legos, right? Like nobody just collects Legos. No one says, all right, I'm going to collect every Lego that there is and just keep them all in a collection, right? No, Legos are great, but they're great because you can build things with them, right? The joy that you get from Legos is by the things that you can create and then disassemble and then recreate again, right? So yes, it's important that you have all of the right pieces, right? You need Legos to build things out of Legos. But the cool thing about Legos is that you can construct anything that you want out of them, right? Provided that you have all the pieces. So that's sort of how I think about this connection between creation and happiness, right? You get joy out of Legos, not by collecting them, but by building things, right? You get joy out of knowledge, not by possessing it, but by doing things with it. And that's the thing that, frankly, it's the thing I try to do with my station, but it's the thing that I've decided I'm going to pursue in life. So there you go.
Matt, yes. Seriously, both of your call-ins, I was just listening to all the things you were saying and I was just nodding my head and saying yes a lot because I completely agree with you. And it's really nice to hear you just totally clicking and understanding all of the things that I was saying. And I love that, first of all, that you said what you said about how you used to think that learning and collecting information and collecting, you know, relationships and connections and all of these things, like bringing things into yourself, almost like being a consumer, right? You thought that that's what made you happy. And I used to be in that space too, where I was like, yeah, I'm just like going to keep learning and growing and doing all these things. And those things are all great, but it's like if you don't do something with it. It's like if you eat all the food in the world, but then you never, like, run off the calories or actually use your muscles to do things with that energy, with those calories. Like, it's not going to be happy at all. It's going to be miserable. And I also love that you likened it to Legos, where it's like you can collect them all day, but the joy is in the making things with them and creating things. And I love how you also said assembling and disassembling, because that's true too, that it's so exciting to take, you know, knowledge and learning and experience and connections and relationships and assemble them and disassemble them in different ways. Like, I just, you know, that's why, I think that's really why we as human beings are built for play and creativity and experimentation and all of those things, because when those things are involved and that's what we're focused on, we're so lit up, right? And that's why it's so interesting to me that as adults, a lot of times we kind of downplay the idea of play and experimentation and creative problem solving, you know, in certain contexts. But really, that's where we get our life and our energy from. That's like we were created to create, which is, you know, kind of a lame way to put it because it's said all the time. But it really is true. We were made to make things and to play with things and to solve problems and to, you know, invent and innovate. And that's where our purpose and our happiness is. And yeah, I agree with all of the things you said. Thank you so much for calling in. Clearly, I'm getting really, really excited about all of this conversation. It makes me want to do some sort of like anchor collaboration along these lines or something. Maybe that's something that we should talk about. I don't know.